Australian Dr. Richard Scollier, who is famous for his research on melanoma, is now cancer-free after a year of receiving a special treatment for glioblastoma, a type of brain cancer. Glioblastoma is a very aggressive cancer with a low survival rate. Scollier's latest MRI scan showed that the tumor has not come back. Scollier and his colleague Georgina Long were named Australian of the Year for their amazing work on melanoma. They have made a big difference in the lives of people with advanced melanoma, with half of them now being essentially cured. Scollier is now trying the same treatment in the hope of finding a cure for his brain cancer. The treatment involves giving Scollier a combination of drugs before surgery to remove the tumor. He is also the first patient to get a personalized vaccine that helps the drugs find the cancer cells. Scollier had some problems during the first few months of treatment, like seizures and other health issues, but now he is feeling better and is exercising every day. He knows that his brain cancer is not cured, but he is grateful for the extra time he has to spend with his family and enjoy life. The results of Scollier's treatment have made doctors very excited because it could help the thousands of people who are diagnosed with brain cancer every year. Scollier and Long hope that their experimental treatment will make Scollier live longer and eventually be tested on other people with glioblastoma. But they want to make it clear that they still have a long way to go before they can say that this treatment is safe and approved. They are waiting for a scientific paper to be reviewed that will explain the first results of Scollier's treatment. Scollier's chances of getting better were not good at first, but the early results have been promising. However, doctors say that they need more time to see if the treatment really works in the long term. Scollier is proud of the information his treatment has given to doctors and is thankful to his family and medical team for supporting him in trying this new approach. He believes that this direction is worth exploring more and gives hope to future patients.